Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Okay, it is a day where I need to go there. I have two topics that I want to talk about because the readings were so great, but I wanted to give you the one that hit me this morning. A real life example of how do you love your neighbor as yourself. So if you follow me on social media, you know that I have been looking at a few things. I find it incredible. I tossed out this Reality Reflections podcast, the thumbnail, which is the hand that holds the ball, and it has the horizon and the sea and the background, the sky and the water. And then inside the ball, it's flipped, which is why I call this Reality Reflections, because God turned my entire life upside down when he found me and he told me and taught me the way that I'm supposed to live. So my husband and I were talking and he was like, how come you don't have a thumbnail with your face on it? And I said, I don't know. And he goes, well, you should create one. Take it out there. He said, I think you should have your face on there so that people can recognize you. Lo and behold, all of you, lots of you, most of you, were all about the original one, which I find pretty cool. I guess you're used to it. You can identify it and see it. Maybe it's easier than seeing a thumbnail with a face on it. I have no idea, but I was shocked. Shocked. And thank you to those of you who replied. I appreciate that. Decision isn't made, but you can see that I'm trying to up my game here and there. So I ordered, unfortunately, from Amazon because I could not find another store that carried it. I'm really trying to make my beliefs known by where I spend my dollar. Unfortunately, I had to spend it with them. And I get the box yesterday. I didn't open it. This morning, I think to myself, let's check this thing out. Open it up, unwrap the bubble wrap, get this tiny little box, open it, and there's nothing in there. I felt so violated. I felt like, oh my gosh, who could do this to me? Why would somebody do this to me? And then I got angry because I wanted to play around with it today. And this whole thing just kept going around in a circle in my head. And I had to get on the phone with some people. And I am really happy that I didn't take it out on them. But while I was going through this process, I had to think and reflect on how I need to love this person who took this mic. I don't know this person. I don't know the situation that this person is in, why they would take it. Maybe they needed it. Maybe they couldn't afford it. Maybe they took it so that they could sell it to get money. Maybe they were just on this stealing spree. I'm going to go there with you people for a moment. Another shameful Kendra past. I did this thing with a couple of my friends in college, and we just shoplifted. We would go into malls and we'd take, you know, shirts and CDs and things like that. And we would get a big rush out of it, and neither of us needed it. We weren't in any situation where we had to have these things. I was in college. My parents were paying for it. I had a part-time job. I was not destitute. I did not need to steal, nor should stealing be justified by by that anyway. Certainly not justified by me, just getting a rush out of it, my jollies, if you will. So I thought about that too, like, wow, Kendra, you did that. Never thinking twice about the impact on the store owner or the supervisor or the employees getting in trouble. And I'm thinking about this person because the customer service said, yeah, we'll get someone out to the shipping dock to help stop this from happening in the future. I don't want to get anybody fired. But it was a moment where I had to truly love this person. I don't know if it's a guy, if it's a girl. I don't have a clue of what this person's life is like or why they would do something like this, but that doesn't matter because I just have to love them because that's what God commands me to do. And so I'm praying for this person and hoping that if a comment happens, that that person doesn't get their job taken away from them, but that maybe it shines a light to say, this isn't worth my job. When I ended up stopping, you might be asking, well, why did you stop? It was because I got married and I bought a house and I had a job and I was the breadwinner. And so logic got into my brain that, boy, girl, if you keep doing this, you can lose everything, including your house and your job. And you're supporting your family. And so that's why I stopped. Not because I was on this journey of sainthood. Not even close. It wasn't my reason. But I have to say, thank you, God. It was a beautiful grace from God to stop that madness. And now the thought never occurs to me. And if it does, it's just because someone leaves something out in the middle of somewhere. And I'm like, oh my gosh, someone could easily steal that. I mean, my mind in this world that we are in today is so warped. I no longer have this trusting way about myself. As a matter of fact, I'm living in Illinois for now. I don't know when we'll ever leave. But come January 1st, we're supposed to have some laws here in Illinois that basically let all of the people in jail who are second-degree murderers, they could be rapists, stealers, got a pretty good rap sheet. They're just going to be let go. No bail kind of thing. It's this equity stuff that's coming our way. And I'm already locking doors as if it's here. And that's so sad. So sad. This world. Because when I was a kid and we lived in a pretty big town, we never locked the doors. Oh, come, Jesus, come. Gosh, we need him so bad, don't we? So let's pray to love our neighbor and realize that our neighbor can be someone that we don't even see. We don't know and haven't even talked to. When we pray for other people, especially those that we don't like, especially those that we have issues with, God gives us that grace and he slowly changes our heart. So I look at that person and I have compassion for them. I don't know what the situation is. I love them. I pray that God is going to touch their heart and that they won't do something like that again. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, come Holy Spirit, as I breathe you in, I ask for my heart to be changed. My heart is selfish, self-centered, judgmental, resentful, and I want it to be like yours, God. Loving and generous and kind and patient, especially to those who hurt us the most, or those who we don't know but we know they need our love and our prayers. So in this day, with everyone that we come in contact with, online, on our phone, in person, please fill our hearts with love for them, with respect for them, with compassion, where we can accept them exactly the way they are and pray that the Lord touch their soul and bring them to His heart, which is where everybody just wants to be. We all want to feel loved and accepted and satisfied. And with You, Lord, we have it. Be with us today. Have us be purposeful and meaningful in everything that we do, inviting You into all of it, which will surely lead to us loving ourselves and our neighbors. In Your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Holy cow, it's 10 minutes. I kept it to 10 minutes. Amazing. All righty, everyone. Go be love. And I love you. I'm so proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying to improve. Keep trying to love those who are so hard to love, or those that have really hurt us. Find something more with God. Have a blessed and inspired day.